Hey everyone, it's John. Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Home Help Podcast. So what's this episode going to be about? Well, it's going to be about pricing suggestions and recommendations that Airbnb and Vrbo make. Should you follow them? How are they even getting that data? Or should you use a dynamic pricing tool instead? How are you supposed to do pricing? So as a host, you probably looked at Airbnb or Vrbo's market maker, smart pricing, pricing tips, pricing suggestions, and wondered, where the heck are they getting these numbers from? What data are they actually using? And more importantly, why do their recommendations sometimes feel too low or too high or just completely off? You might also be asking yourself, should I even trust the pricing tips they give me, or should I use another pricing tool? How do I do this? What's the best way to price my rental without giving myself a headache while still maximizing revenue, occupancy, and the full potential of my property? Great questions, because pricing is one of the most important drivers of your success as a short-term rental host. In today's talk, we're breaking all of this down, and you're going to learn exactly where Airbnb and Vrbo get their pricing suggestion data, how those algorithms think and what they prioritize, and why a dedicated pricing tool can outperform platform suggestions. So how are you going to build this pricing strategy? How are you going to increase your income and keep you fully booked? Well, stay tuned, we're going to get into that. And by the end of this, you'll understand precisely how the pricing ecosystem works and how to put your property in motion for the best position to win. So let's get into it. So Airbnb and Vrbo, while they're different, they're getting their data from this similar place, right? Their own internal source and external sources for demand factors. Market supply and competitor pricing. How is Airbnb getting all of this? Airbnb is going to crawl booked prices, not the listed prices, but actual booked prices, what similar homes in your area are charging, what's available and unavailable for your dates, and how quickly other listings are getting booked. If the supply is high and the demand is low, the pricing tips are going to drop. If the supply is low and the demand is high, the pricing tips are going to rise. It's like an inverse relationship. They're optimizing for what's called bookability, not your revenue. They want bookings. They want to incentivize as many as possible so they can earn their service fee. If they're not getting bookings, they're not making money. So they're not really worried about your profit and loss. They're worried about bookability and getting more of that service fee flowing through their own P&L. So that's what they're optimizing for. What is that going to mean? Sometimes they're going to sell your property too cheap. They're going to recommend for you to lower the price so you can actually get booked, right? So next, we have seasonality events and historical demand patterns. Their algorithms are going to look at past guest search volume for those dates, how many bookings happened that week for the last 3 to 5 years, major events, holidays, concerts, conventions. Their system automatically detects these spikes even if you don't know about them, not thinking about them. It is detecting those things. You'd probably see that little red dot around certain dates on your Airbnb calendar. That's what that is. It's a high demand period. It's also optimizing and looking at guest search behavior. They're tracking how many people are searching for your market, how many click your listing versus others, how many people are saving your listing, and how often similar listings are getting booked at different prices. This is a big one. If a guest stops clicking because your price is high, the algorithm is detecting that, right? So they're going to drop the recommended price if you're stay on page rate is lower, right? They want people to click, look through your photos and actually place a booking. If people are bouncing and your bounce rate is high, they're going to recommend that you decrease the pricing in that case. Airbnb and Vrbo are also looking at your listing's performance. Machine learning is very smart. The model is going to adjust based on your specific metrics. What's your occupancy rate? How quickly your listing is getting booked compared to similar listings, your response rate, how reliable you are as a host, your review star ratings, what's in those reviews. Machine learning is even reading the words that are in those reviews to make sure you're a good fit for the guests that are booking on the platform. If you have really bad reviews, they're not just looking at the star rating, they're seeing if you're going to be a problem for them. And machine learning is getting increasingly good at picking this up, and they're going to recommend you less if you have a lot of really bad feedback, right? So make sure you're optimizing for your reviews and guard that the reviews need to be good. The cancellation policy, they're going to show more flexible cancellation policies above yours. Your amenities, if you have more amenities, you're going to show up better in search. They're going to recommend properties that have a better price point and have all those amenities that guests are looking for. If your place is booking slowly, Airbnb is going to suggest that you lower your rate in those pricing tips. And in the market maker on Vrbo, it's going to suggest you lower the price. In their smart pricing on Airbnb, they're going to suggest you lower the price. But if your place is booking fast, they're going to push your price upward so you could capture more revenue, and they can also capture a higher service fee. What is Airbnb and Vrbo's take on revenue optimization? So people really talk about this part, but Airbnb is earning its fee when you get booked. So the system is going to lean towards pushing prices lower. Pushing prices lower is going to lead to more bookings, which means more service fees for them. That's why recommended prices often seem too low. If you're just following its recommendations, you will leave money on the table at some point or another. You don't want to take these recommendations at face value. It's good as a sanity check, but remember, it's going to skew biased. It's going to skew lower. Not always. I've seen some times when the pricing tips are higher, but for the most part, it's recommending a lower price to incentivize bookings. So don't just rely on their pricing tips or Vrbo's Market Maker or Airbnb Smart Pricing, because you will leave money on the table if you're solely relying on that. Smart pricing isn't so smart for smart hosts, right? You're going to need to take this into your own hands. So the bottom line with their tools, they're not revenue maximizing. They're occupancy maximizing because they're trying to be service fee maximizing for themselves. So Airbnb and Vrbo are using massive data banks, machine learning, competitor analysis, guest search behavior, historical demand, all of these things. But the big caveat, the system is built to boost booking volume on their platform, not your property revenue, not your annual revenue. Their pricing suggestion system and recommendations are built to benefit them and them first, okay? Not you. Now, in my own revenue management business, I use different pricing tools. I use Beyond, I use Price Labs, I use Wheelhouse. I'm well-versed in all of them. So when I say Price Labs, I'm meaning any dynamic pricing tool, but I'm going to run you through how are these price recommendations from these dynamic pricing tools even calculated. If you choose, hey, if we're not supposed to trust Airbnb or Vrbo, right? I'm going to go out there and get a dynamic pricing tool. Well, that's great, but you need to understand how those recommendations are being made, because it's not a set it and forget it tool. You need to use the tool. You need to learn the tool, love the tool. Think about being Picasso, but you don't know how to use a paintbrush, right? You have the paintbrush, but you never took the class on how to paint. You never took Bob Ross's painting class on how to paint a landscape. You just finger paint, right? If you're not understanding the tool and how to use the tool's not going to help you at all. So how are these price recommendations calculated? So the base price is something that you need to set on any of these tools. You actually have to do your own research for your base price. I recommend taking 10 different competitors of yours, your closest competitors, in room count, in furnishing, in location, in amenity. Take your closest competitors and find what their base price is on a regular season date. For Florida, for us, that's like August, right? Take what that base price is and get like the average, or if you're more towards the top end of that comp set, you want to make it higher than the average, but get a base price that makes sense for your comp set. That's the first thing you need to do. And if you goof this part up, it's going to mess up the rest of your rates for the whole year. Think of the base price as the average nightly rate throughout the year, around which will incorporate all these adjustments based on different trends, but you need that base price as your anchor. That's your main point, which all else derives from. So we need to really get that base price right. These different softwares have base price tools that recommend a base price, but I highly recommend you do this part yourself, because if you just go off the recommendations, you're just pulling data from similar bedrooms and location and spitting out a number. It's not taking into account factors like furniture and different amenities. It's not doing that to the extent it needs to be a perfect comp set. So don't just take their recommended base price. It will be pretty off. It's going to be close, but it's going to be not precise. And you need to get a precise base price, because a base price is where all the rest of the pricing strategy is going to derive from. After you have a base price, these tools will incorporate seasonality factors based on your local data. So think in Orlando, seasonality means when the kids are back in school, September, slow season, right? It's going to decrease your price for that time to incentivize bookings, rightfully so. And when it's busy, like Easter, Passover, Christmas holiday, when families are traveling, going to the amusement parks, it's going to boost the price and give you a premium rate. Now, you can't take those recommendations at face value because they're pretty good, but you could leave a couple hundred dollars a night on the table if even the dynamic pricing tool prices you too low. So you need to know your market, but these tools will more point you in the right direction, more so than Market Maker on Vrbo and Smart Pricing on Airbnb. But the seasonality factors are pretty good, and you're going to be able to use their data to show what was historically high season, mid season, low season, peak season. And that's super important to developing a pricing strategy that's going to work to boost your occupancy and boost your income. So after we have seasonality, these tools bring in a demand factor. Demand is going to take into account days of the week, trends, events, and holidays to gauge demand. If demand is hot, it's going to raise the price. If demand is not hot, it's super low, it's going to lower the price. This particular September, October, November in Orlando, Florida was extremely slow. So demand was brought down. That meant pricing would skew downward. And that has to be that way so you could get bookings. There are a ton of hosts that get upset with this and frustrated, rightfully so, because it's hard to pay the bills when your unit's not making as much as it should, right? But we need to look at the reality of it. It's only what people are willing to pay to stay at our place. It's not what we want. It's what the market is willing to pay, right? So if demand factors are low, that means we need to price less so we can incentivize people to stay with us. And if we are prideful, or if we think we know best, and we keep our price constant in times of lower demand, because last year was good, doesn't mean this year is good. And it's really going to hurt your chances of getting really good bookings. So the demand factors on these tools, pretty accurate, but you need to adjust and pivot accordingly and make sure your tool is doing that. If the tool is not doing that, you need to do it manually, okay? In some markets, you have what's called a pacing factor. The pacing factor is what comes into play when the projected demand significantly diverges from historical patterns. And we calculate this deviation by assessing how far ahead or behind occupancy is compared to previous years. That helps make the pricing more accurate. Then all of the customizations, this is the gravy, baby. All these tools have customizations like last minute discount, orphan day pricing, adjacent factors, smoothing the rates, all of these specific customizations that make your pricing strategy unique and make it more effective. I use length of stay discounts all the time. They help me get so many bookings because it appropriately prices a unit for the amount of days people actually want to stay with me. For example, 2 weeks have a different price than, say, 2 months. All different because guests are willing to pay different things. And if you just roll your base prices or seasonal prices across all the dates, there's no way you're going to incentivize someone to stay for 21 days or a month because it's going to be priced too high. So you need to use these customizations, especially things like last minute discounts and length of stay pricing, to make your pricing strategy really mint and get people to book your property. There's a whole separate conversation to be had on customizations. That's what I do every day in my business. Making sure all of the account customizations are perfect really will help the listing pop in terms of pricing, because if the other hosts are not using all of these tricks, but you are and you're doing it effectively, you're going to win the bidding war. Think of it as kind of like eBay. If you have the right price at the right time when people are looking, you're going to win the bid. People are going to book with you and not the competitor. So using all of these tools and leveraging them effectively really helps you stand out. You did all the work trying to stand out with your furnishing. You did all the work standing out in your property description. Your pricing strategy has to be just as effective, if not more effective than those things, so you can succeed. You also need to have a floor rate and a ceiling price. I use floor rates because sometimes these tools, they sell us way too cheap. I have a 2-bedroom in Fort Myers that the pricing tool says should go for $49. There's no way I'm letting someone stay in a fully furnished 2-bedroom by the beach for $49. That's a horrible recommendation. I would not rent the place for that, right? Maybe that's what the market's saying, but I'd rather leave it empty, me personally. But if you think about it, you need to set that floor for yourself. And you don't want to set that floor price too high, because there is a chance that if you set that floor price too high, I'll give you an example, you don't want to rent your 4-bedroom any less than $150. But if everyone in the market is paying $110 for those same 4-bedrooms, you will have no bookings if you set your floor that high. So be realistic about your floor. Look at your break even, what you need to operate, and set your floor based on your break even and not so much on your feelings. But that minimum will make sure you don't rent your place too cheap, and it'll let the pricing tool do its thing without going lower than that floor price you set. Same with the ceiling price. That ceiling maximum price, it makes sure it doesn't go too high, because if you know there's no way people are going to book for $1,000 a night, you want to set a ceiling more than $1,000 a night so it doesn't go above that. Because if you don't set that ceiling at $1,000 and it prices at $1,400 and you know no one's going to book at that, you're going to be overpriced, right? So it's just as important to have a maximum ceiling price. You might say, I want to let it ride, baby. I want it as high as possible so I can get booked. That's counterproductive, because if it's pricing you too high for your market, just because of the data set doesn't mean anyone's getting booked at that price. So be realistic with your ceiling and your floor prices. It's going to really do you justice. It's really going to help your listing if you get that right. Then, aside from this dynamic pricing tool, some people do pricing the old-fashioned way. I find it tedious. I do a hybrid. I use dynamic pricing tools and the old-fashioned method of making my own comp set, having a spreadsheet, and doing the real, real dirty research work. Combining those two things, it's like, boom, super effective. You want to do both things. Don't rely too much on a tool. That's like people using ChatGPT to do everything in their life. And that's what we're heading to. People are not even going to study in school anymore because they could just cheat with ChatGPT, right? You don't want to cheat on this. You cheat with this, you're going to get beat by somebody who understands it better. The market's going to favor the cream of the crop. And if people who understand this are going to be priced better. Don't rely on all that AI and don't rely on just the machine learning to do it for you. You need to understand comp sets and research and analytics for yourself if you're in this business. If you don't have the time or the energy to do this, you need to outsource it to somebody who understands it. Because if you think just plugging in the tool is going to do all it needs to do, you're going to leave a lot of opportunity on the table. So either get good at this and learn it or hire someone who does do this for a living. And these tools do work. I strongly encourage you not to use the Vrbo Market Maker, not to use Airbnb Smart Pricing. I do want to add a little bit of a pro tip. If you use custom pricing in Airbnb, it's going to override what you do in the dynamic pricing tools. So a lot of people like to use these custom promotions because it shows in the email, it shows like strike through price, and it gets you boosted in search. However, anything you do in your pricing tool, it's going to get overridden when you do those custom promotions. That's not always the case. You should check this because Airbnb is always updating. And if you make changes to pricing on the platform side and not on your tool side, you need to double check that everything is flowing the way you want it to. But in my experience, when I use custom promotions, it's overriding everything that I'm doing in Price Labs. And you need to make sure that everything you're trying to get these tools to do, it's actually showing. It involves a lot of taking the Airbnb calendar, putting it on one monitor, taking the Price Labs calendar on the other monitor, and cross-referencing to making sure all the pricing is how you want it to be, right? But don't set like all these promotions and discounts on the Airbnb side and also do it on the Price Labs side, because you're either going to have stacking discounts, which gives your property away way too cheap, or you're going to have inaccurate pricing, or one's going to override the other and you're going to have a huge mess. So what I like to do as a professional rule of thumb, just run all of your pricing through your pricing tool. Don't really mess with it on the Airbnb side. I don't really even bother with custom promotions anymore, even if it gets a boost, because if you're priced right, yeah, it's nice to have those things, but if you're priced right, you're going to get booked anyway, right? It makes things so much easier and it makes the errors and work way less just using one area for pricing. But if you must, remember that the custom promotions are going to override what you're doing in your pricing tool most of the time. And you need to understand how the platforms like Airbnb and Vrbo and Price Labs Beyond and Wheelhouse interact with each other. There's lots of helpful tutorials and guides and trainings, but you really need to take the time to understand it because you can't assume anything. If you assume how something works and that assumption is not true, you're really going to mess something up, especially if you have more than one property. So just keep in mind that these two tools interact with each other, and it's better to send the data downstream one way instead of trying to make changes in both sides, which may contradict each other. So that wraps up today's episode on how Airbnb, Vrbo, and major dynamic pricing tools actually get their data from market comps, demand curves, seasonality events, competitor performance, booking windows, all those algorithmic signals working behind the scenes. The more you understand where the numbers come from, the smarter your pricing decisions become. If you'd like to work with me directly on your pricing strategy, or if you need a co-host who can help take your listing to the next level, just reach out. All my contact information is in the show notes. If you have a moment, please leave a 5-star rating for the podcast. It really helps push the show to more hosts who need real, no BS information. And make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook and stay connected. Say hi. Much love. And next time, we'll be diving into more ways for you to get more eyes on your listing and grow your revenue. Thanks for listening.